Probably the first one.
First one?
I don't remember playing it very well. I played the arcade version.
Because you were famous for playing the game with James.
That's because I hated James and wanted to, because he loved playing the game, and I purposely killed myself.
What's up, everybody?
Oh, okay.
Welcome to the Octavarius podcast. This is episode number 19. Starting, woo!
Yeah.
Starting at the far end of the room. Let's go ahead and go around and say who we all are.
It's Keith.
It's Gustavi.
It's Lauren.
It's Mark.
It's Tins.
It's Cloud.
It's Brian.
It's Scott.
What? Wait, what?
Who's that?
That doesn't sound like
that's
Scott.
Not Big Scott.
It's Lil Scott.
Lil Scott.
Baby Scott.
Scott Hogan.
We have a guest. It is our good friend Scott the Shogun Hogan.
That's exactly how I was going to say
it. He played with us for our first 5 months of existence.
Yeah.
Great
so,
to be back.
Well, what's been going on, Shogun? What's happening?
Oh, gosh. You know, so many things.
Yeah.
Got laid off. Got a new job.
Try to give you a job.
So anybody out there in the listening world, yeah. Anybody's got a better job, let me know. Trying to do as much performing as I can as well.
At PH, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you're doing a lot with PH.
Yeah. PH Productions.
And aren't you doing a Cub show right now, too, right?
Cub show right now at Pub Theater, so that's something separate.
What's the show called?
Day Games and Heartbreaks. I'll do my pitch now.
It's Thursday nights.
Do the pitch now, man. Whatever.
Upstairs of Fizz Bar in Belmont.
I love that bar.
Chicago,
yeah, Fizz Good Bar.
Yeah. Come up. That's where Pub's Theater is. It's a tiny space up there, and it starts at 8 o'clock on Thursdays for the next 7 weeks.
Cool.
Time.
Awesome.
And
if you're bored beforehand, Octavarius is doing shows with Battleprov at Comedy Sports on Wednesdays.
Wait, that's us. We're Octavarius.
Wednesdays
what?
At what time, right Tim?
Nine p.m. is when the shows are. 9 o'clock.
Wednesdays in June.
And they're free.
Absolutely.
I told people 8 too, Tim, so don't worry about that.
All right.
If they come to 8, they'll see a great show. They'll see Kayfabe.
Kayfabe at Comedy Sports.
And then they'll get to stay.
With former WWE professional wrestler
Colt Cabana.
And we're not kidding. That's real.
What?
It's like a
well,
gun.
Yeah, that's real.
Place to drink.
Some of Comedy Sports' finest.
All right, enough bullshitting around.
Enough bullshitting around.
We got a question to
ask. Oh, we did actually. We got a couple pieces of mail.
You
asked
it like we would do a podcast if we didn't get mail. Well,
all right. That might be a fun day.
I think we should do a day where we don't read letters.
We just sit around and talk.
Days going, you know.
It's like, hey, Matt, how was your day?
We always talk about our day.
All right, enough of this bullshit.
Okay.
What's the letter say, Mark?
Oh, well, this letter is from one Tanner Westcott from Burbank, Illinois. And Tanner writes, hey, guys, I heard about the ocean, and it's really big.
I heard about the ocean.
Much enjoy the style that people write to us in.
I think he was probably inspired by Stephen Hawking's letter.
Mm-hmm. We're swell fellows.
Does he stop there with a, are you still with me?
Got this? So he heard about the ocean, and it's really big. In fact, he also heard that like almost 90% of it is completely unexplored.
Okay.
And that
is that true?
Many people
that seems
even
like a gross over.
Look at the edge, it's enormous.
If you're staying
90%,
I mean, yeah, that's a lot. Of
we're talking, yeah, we're talking both
mild
depth
deep.
and surface area of the
we'll
ocean.
We'll get to our ocean discussion in a second. Continue.
I'm learning things just from this letter alone. Thanks, Dan.
And then it says. What do you guys think about that?
Oh.
Oh, wait, no, I skipped a sentence. It says, I forgot this one. It said, some people even say that the ocean, not space, is the final frontier. What do you guys think about that?
Oh. How could you skip that sentence, Mark?
I got excited.
I feel that we would destroy a lot of ocean life if we started living in the ocean and underwater houses.
Was that what the question was? Would we live in the ocean?
This part of
that's
it.
What
I suppose.
It is now.
I suppose the final frontier like, sort of suggests that you're going to move there. Yeah. You're going to have, conquer it.
You don't just have like to conquer the frontier. You can just go and just peek at it.
Well, we're playing for keeps, Biwo. If I'm going someplace, I'm going to conquer
it. Peek at it.
Lisa,
yeah, just give it a pee.
I thought you were going to say pee on.
No. Well, yes, no, a lot of people have peed in the ocean.
So.
When I was little, Lisa, I mean, okay, we're going into Disney here, but when I watched The Little Mermaid,
yeah.
I always thought, like, why didn't she want to stay under the sea? I mean, the song Under the Sea is amazing.
Oh, that's the greatest song.
I mean, Prince Eric was pretty hot.
You know what probably had something to do with it? The fact that the pressure down in the ocean is so immense that if she dove too deep, it would crush her head instantly.
Yeah, I have to. Disney Ocean World, that wasn't.
No, I see where you're going. I see where you're going at, though.
Yeah, but also, don't you think,
bikini.
All of those things would be totally outdone by the fact that you can hang out in, like, three-dimensional environments?
So I guess the question right now is if we could live under the sea.
under the sea, as it
would we take that purpose?
I like Lauren's argument that the song Under the Sea is a great motivation to live under the sea.
Also, mermaids do not have to go through the pains of childbirth because they just lay eggs.
There you go.
They gotta go through the pain of egg laying, which I assume kind of sucks.
I don't think egg laying is good. I don't think egg laying would be fun. I bet you it fucking hurts chickens to lay eggs.
I just want to take a picture. I want a picture of like Ariel eating her own young.
like 8 out of 10.
Only so many survive.
Now fish eggs they come out. They're smaller, but it's like a whole bunch of them, right?
You can get 3 at a time if you put them on each prong of the trident.
They're eggs. Who spears eggs with a trident?
Fish eggs. So they're like roe.
No, I used to love Little Mermaid. I like the Velcro shoes and headband.
Yeah.
Just like Ariel.
Nightgown, and I had like a red wig.
The seashell bra.
That and Wendy. I always wanted to be Ariel.
So,
like from Wendy's?
From Peter Pan.
So, I also watched Little Mermaid, but I, in addition to Little Mermaid, I also watched Planet Earth Deep Sea.
It's
okay.
And that whale jumps, oh my god.
Yeah, but there's no way
when they get into ocean deep.
It can't be that good.
No,
well, the bioluminescent fish are frightening as all hell.
They're like, what, Biwo?
The bioluminescent fish are frightening.
No, I wanted you to say it the exact same way.
Are frightening as all hell.
There it
Just
is.
Just rewind the podcast.
They're frightening. I mean, you look at these.
The voiceover for that Planet Earth Deep Sea.
Is this Sigourney Weaver?
Now, here's the thing.
That's still Sigourney Weaver, right?
Well,
it's Rastafari and Sigourney Weaver.
So for now I have the DVD.
Now we go under the jazz sea.
I have the DVD, which is David Attenborough, but on American Discovery Channel here we get Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, so she redoes it.
Yeah, I like her better. I find her very soothing, whereas David Attenborough is just always excited about everything.
If I could pause you there, is there both a David Attenborough and a Richard Attenborough?
Yes.
Who is who? What does the other one do? Because I keep
Richard Attenborough was in Jurassic Park.
And The Great Escape.
And The Great Escape.
Wait, is was he? What's his name?
What
can I think of the
Doctor Hammond? I believe.
Oh, Doctor Hammond.
Dr.
Yeah.
Hammond.
The guy who got eaten in the bath. Like.
Okay. Okay. Now I know.
That's a lawyer.
Yeah.
He's like the guy that owns Jurassic Park.
The big one with the tiny arms that ravaged the country.
That's the one.
Now. David, I think does like. Documentary stuff and whatnot. That's the only way I know it. Now, if any of you have your Google machines and want to take them out and figure it out,
I'm not going to do that because my backlight on my Google machine is broken.
Now you and I are almost equals.
Almost. Mine still works and it's great.
Mine. I don't have one.
Does anyone have a favorite aquatic animal that they have? Or is there a favorite
fucking
animal?
Fucking dolphins, man. I fed them when I was a kid.
You fed a dolphin?
Unbreakable bond.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Me too.
I was at SeaWorld with my family, and I may have told this story on a podcast.
You know what, you did tell that on a podcast.
It was just about, I bugged my parents till they, because I wanted to make sure we weren't late for the dolphin show. This was 4 hours before the dolphin show.
Wow.
I bugged them to the point that 2 hours before, my grandpa was like, I'll just take him to the dolphin show. Yeah. And I was there so early that the trainers were like, hey, we're looking for someone to be part of the show. Oh. And I initially said no, and my grandpa was like, fuck that. You're getting
fuck
in the dolphin
that.
Show.
That's awesome.
You're goddamn going to be in that show.
I know, I like
anymore.
Your grandfather. I never met him.
So me and you went to the Shedd Aquarium recently.
Yeah, we saw a dolphin show of sorts.
We saw Fantasea. Which is
can you hear how it's spelled?
Yeah, it's S-E-A. So it's Fantasea.
Because it's a sea.
Oh, because you can see them, like with your eyes.
It's loosely connected with this girl in the audience who flies on a magic boat into the fantasy.
No, what? So it's an aquatic, like, play?
Yes.
If you could call it, it's an aquatic play.
It's like Cirque du Soleil, but, like, in the water, kind of.
Oh, heavens.
I mean, if that one, okay, then I'm totally lost.
It's so, like if Cirque du Soleil was,
produced by 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be
and it's mostly on, average seafaring, tricks, and it's garbage. But what's great is the very end of every dolphin show is, you know, huge dolphin tricks.
Amazing. Like, the standard is there's usually three dolphins in a dolphin show.
Why is that the standard?
That just seems to be what happens. It gives the dolphins time to rest in between their individual tricks. I'm basing this on the maybe 10 dolphin shows I've seen in my life.
What? That's a lot. Dolphin shows?
Dude, I used to go to the Brookfield Zoo a lot, and every time my parents would take me to the zoo, we'd go to the dolphin show.
That's a lot of dolphins.
Yeah, they saw that same damn red-tailed hawk 10 times.
Which we'll get to why the birds in aquariums next.
You were telling that there were birds at the fantasy.
Yes, there was a red-tailed hawk, but that's pretty common for them to have that bird fly around and show that it can fly.
You know what's not very common in a dolphin show? People, grown human adults, to walk around like penguins in full penguin costumes with penguins.
Yeah, jobs are tough to find.
Wait, that's part of fantasy?
I shit you not, man.
I want to go.
It's a 5-minute segment. For a couple of small penguins to walk around the front of the audience very slowly and meanderingly while two trainers dressed as giant penguins also walk alongside them.
Like trying to kind of corral them in the right direction, but failing.
Scare them, run away from giant penguins.
Now, we know people that work on this show. Can they hook me up for this? I want to walk in a penguin suit.
Greg Gelder, and if you know Greg Gelder, and any of us can call Greg Gelder, get free tickets to the show.
What?
Get him.
Poor Greg is gonna get calls everywhere.
Yeah, Greg Galber, find him on Facebook. He's tall and very thin.
Yeah, he's friends with us.
Yeah, and he can get you the best seats in the house, and he gave us the best seats in the house, which is like right in front of this bigger rock that they have every single animal that can get to that rock and do a trick on.
Wow.
And it's awesome. We had the best seats in the house. Right in front of some little girls who probably couldn't see over us. It was splendid.
Because you're all so tall.
But what was so bad about this is the three dolphins at the end. They did their sort of minor tricks, and it was clear there was supposed to be this big finale. Everyone was ready. And
the music is crescendoing.
And nothing fucking happened. Just nothing happened. The dolphins did shit.
The dolphins were supposed to do something.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be the trick where the three dolphins jump out at the same time and do like a flip or something.
Three backflips, and everyone's like, whoa, I can't believe dolphins can sort of fly.
It's live theater, though. Nothing ever goes right.
Yeah, and they're real animals.
They should have improvised.
That's right.
It's hard that you're working with dolphins.
But it was the last trick. It's like the last line of an improv show. Like there's no covering up for that mistake.
Here's a question to you improvisers. Don't you like salivate at the opportunity to work in a show with a live animal?
Oh yeah.
That can just change and do anything and you know.
Well, we
throw
had
a dog
show
in your
with a robot.
A robot, yeah.
R2-D2.
That was a great show.
Which was a great show because we were just moving around him as if we could understand what the robot was doing. And I would imagine with the animal, what animal are you referring to? Are you like a dog or?
Well, there's only a bear,
because I'm not doing a bear.
Yeah. There's only so many.
But you know how many people would buy those tickets to see, like, tonight at the playground, improv with a bear. Really?
That was a thing in Shakespeare's time. They loved that.
I want to be the guy with who's interviewed afterward, after the three dead, after stupid bear theater.
Wait, did Shakespeare have bears?
They called it bear baiting. You didn't know about bear baiting?
That's theater.
Gladiatorial events are in theaters.
There was regular theater at the time. They also tortured animals. I would call that categorized as torturing of animals.
But they
it's like cockfighting. Would you say cockfighting's theater?
No, it's got a good script.
Yes. if it's like a
have you seen the play Roosters?
Oh, that's good. So that I want to see.
Let the man speak.
So I guess Shakespeare never. All right, sorry, I didn't mean to mislead. Shakespeare never had a bear on stage, but bear baiting was a big part of theater at the time. They also really loved dog acts, and you can see it in Shakespeare in Love. They always love having a comedic bit with a dog. On stage.
Well, bear baiting wasn't that they tied a bear up and set dogs on.
Yeah, no, literally what it was.
Yeah, that was really what it was.
Very cruel and unusual.
There was actually a big trend in the 1800s where, because like no one was coming to see plays, so they would like
they tried bear baiting again.
No, they would just put random animals as characters in the play. So it'd be like horse as like Macbeth or something.
I think that's a stretch.
Macbeth.
I really don't think people could sit through 3 hours of horse Macbeth.
God, wouldn't that be funny?
What if it was just brilliant though?
If a horse was in a Shakespearean play, just let's say he played like the grave digger in Hamlet.
That's a role for a horse.
And he'd have the skull, you know. And the horse, and you know, the horse would just come out.
Be wearing a horse skeleton of some sort.
Oh my God!
Oh no!
Just slipped another horse skeleton reference. That's the third one that I.
This was Keith Habersberger's horse skeleton moment.
Horse skeleton podcast.
Oh no! So back to under the water.
I do have a connection.
We thought of an improv group. Maybe if we wanted to perform at the Shedd Aquarium,
that's right.
Where we would maybe perform in front of the otters and use the otters as inspiration as nonsense.
Nice.
The Shedd Aquarium's only improv group. Otter nonsense.
Oh, man. You'd have a monopoly.
On the
Shedd Aquarium improv scene.
We could do so many scenes on our backs. They love to swim upside down.
Oh my god, they love swimming upside down. Is that the deal?
Otters love to swim upside down. Gosh, they just adore it.
I'd kind of want to do something with monkeys, if anything.
Chimps and great apes.
Unbearable?
Unbearably funny
embarrassing. Embarrassing is great.
So it would be Octavarius with monkeys present embarrassing.
Really put bear in capital.
Hand quotes.
How are you going to sell that fucking show?
Oh, God, who cares?
Can you imagine all the damn like Korean tourists that would come in and look and be like, embarrassing?
You're right. It sounds like a great way to get rich, B-Wo.
So once Korean tourists see that we're in a show called Embarrassing, yet there's a monkey on it.
Well, regardless, it's improv with monkeys. Again, who is not going to buy tickets to see improv with monkeys?
But the title, a good time.
They had a monkey on Friends, and that went over really well.
Yeah, Friends had a monkey.
I don't doubt that doing stuff with a monkey might be funny. It's calling it something related to another animal.
That's what's awesome about it. MPS, I don't think having a monkey actually doing a monkey. Monkeys are dangerous.
I'm
not talking like a chimp. I'm talking like a capuchin.
Oh, okay. Well, now I understand.
What is the best
animal? Well, not a common.
And I know we're off the ocean. To improvise with.
What is the best animal to improvise with?
Ooh.
We just got jigged. Sex life.
Dude, if R2-D2 can count as an animal, I would improv with R2-D2 anytime. No.
Okay, wait. I would say a cat.
No.
Are we assuming that this animal is a good improviser, first of all?
Just like in general.
Or are we just assuming this is an animal with animal intelligence?
It's an animal, and they are animals like they are, where they don't really speak in English.
Like an animal that you think would be able to react in ways that could be funny and sort of know how it's reacting. A great ape of any kind would be your best bet to react most like humans. However, I'm going to relate to a post I made about the chimpanzee that went wild and ate somebody's friend's face.
That's
a post you can find on Octavarius. It's on Animal Planet. Just about people who live with ridiculous creatures, and it's a chimp that went nuts and just beat her friend to death and ate her face. Beat her to death I believe.
If they would specifically say she doesn't have a face anymore.
Have you seen it?
They should have taken that chimpanzee's face and given her his face.
Which is plausible.
She's gonna walk around with a chimp face.
Just like that movie.
That's too bad.
Scott, if you saw it, man, you can find it on the internet. It is not a pleasant sight.
Grosser than that hairless baby.
Like I would rather date a lady with a chimp face than
I've seen Face Off.
That's a fun.
Everyone just looks like John Travolta.
Oh man, I don't even want to. We already did that.
Yeah, we did that one.
Going back to our question,
we are way off on the ocean.
Do you think it'd be of any merit to have an underwater improv show with like actual sea?
Oh man,
are we performing for improv creatures?
I think it'd be humans and marine life.
As long as like the breathing factor would be okay, like you had some type of scuba suit on or whatever.
Let's say we're wearing scuba suits.
Wouldn't that kind of hinder all gestures and facial expressions and emoting?
Try harder.
And sound. Don't forget sound.
Yeah. Well, no, we'd all have mic packs.
So you could just hear people in scuba suits saying things.
Yeah. Well, you'd be very physical.
Some speaker system going on.
That's the only problem with water is it's way more dense than air. And pressure is way. Moving quickly in pantomime is severely impaired on.
But I don't think it's ever been done before, and it would be
first in the universe.
Never been
done.
Basically, short form bucket of death, just your whole body.
For
the whole show.
I was a little worried when we got this question because I know that Mark has.
Some type of.
You got to bring it up now.
Yeah, I have to bring it up. He's kind of at war with the ocean because about a year or 2 years ago, coral attacked.
Wait, you didn't see this coming, Mark? I saw it coming.
No. Wait, what do you mean coral attacked?
You guys don't know about Mark's coral attack?
Mark, did you get attacked by coral?
I was poisoned by coral.
He could have died. You didn't know this?
No!
How did you guys not know this?
Coral is actually the number one killer in the ocean.
Really?
Of humans.
Okay. When you count shipwrecks.
That's why we should perform there. That's the number one reason why we should perform there.
If we can't stand up to coral, what can we stand up to?
It was like a family vacation, and I was snorkeling off the coast of some Caribbean island, maybe like Haiti.
That's what you get for leaving Chicago.
I mean, it wasn't real Haiti, like the cruise.
The cruise companies
literally bought a peninsula of Haiti, built an enormous fence across
fun
it,
Haiti.
And then renamed it. They renamed it what I believe is like the Haitian word for party or something like that.
Oh, party Haiti. Sorry, everybody. Funny.
I know. It felt really.
To be on the other side of that fence, man.
Well, it really cheapened like the experience because you'd be like, I'm gonna go get more food from the beach barbecue. Oh my God, that's like a clapboard hut on the other side of that fence. This is terrible.
Back to coral.
So I was snorkeling, and there was a big storm the night before. So they're like, we're gonna go to some other snorkeling spot, and it had a really quick drop. So we were snorkeling right off the drop, but the waves are going in, so if you weren't paying attention, you just would get blown over the ridge. And I brushed very, very lightly up against a piece of coral, and I didn't even notice it until 2 days later when the coral poisoning became very evident on my leg.
So what is coral? Yeah, what do you...
Yeah, I'm sure you found out a lot about coral poisoning.
Coral is covered. Coral is covered in tiny barbs that are like either filled with chemicals or usually bacteria, often. And so what happens is like they scrape you, and then the bacteria get into that cut. And so it, like at first it was just like a little mosquito bite or like a couple of them, and then it just kept getting like bigger and redder. And apparently like people can die, but I only lost like $500 due to. Shipboard like medical bills. Yeah. They literally charge you like $500 for like an EpiPen and a skin cream.
Wow. Can't even write a paper with an EpiPen.
Man. The thing is, but when Mark came home from this vacation, and he didn't say much about it, but sat down in his fucking basketball shorts in the living room, he has this monster, like, about the size of my hand, which is about about 10 inches thumb to pinky.
Think of a human hand and then same size.
I'm telling you, God, it's 10 inches thumb to pinky, and it's about it's about 7 from the bottom of my hand to the top of my middle finger.
Yeah, he does have a big
If I put it on like somebody's calf, that's what it looked like.
Wow.
It was this giant red splotch, all up on his fucking calf, and he just felt like shit and just looked sad all the time. Part of it was Mark, so he just looked sad. But then I was like, Mark, what's with your fucking leg, man?
Oh, nothing, guys.
And he's like, oh, fuck coral. and then he just talks about how all he wants to do is pollute the earth so that coral will die.
I'm going brown.
Mark, you went to a doctor in Haiti to get this fixed.
No, it's on the boat. They don't let you go to Haitian doctor.
Oh, thank God.
Dude, I don't
let
the oil spill, by the way. Mark just can't get enough of the oil spill right now. He's like, this is what they deserve.
They say Mark caused the oil spill.
They say he's sabotaging the cleanup.
You heard him, going brown.
Mark does have.
I don't know if I'm that heartless.
Mark has like 3,000 shares of Halliburton, so.
BP, Mark Musinski, they sort of rhyme. That's sort of rhyme.
Coincidence? I think not.
It stands for best pollution.
Mark Musinski. Oh, lordy.
Look who's turning 40.
There are so many different types of creatures in the ocean.
Under the sea.
Is there there are a lot of demon fish and shit out there. There are demons under the water.
You know what we haven't talked about, speaking of demon undersea creatures, is the Humboldt squid that will one day rule us all.
Oh my God, how have we not touched upon the Humboldt squid yet?
Are we talking about the Loch Ness Monster?
Yeah.
No, the Humboldt squid is, did you know? I thought you guys knew this. Octavarius.com is actually... kind of an authority. we're Octavarius.com is kind of an authority on the Humboldt squid invasion, because over time, Mark mostly has been collecting links and information about the Humboldt squid invasion.
Oh, nice, I get to write a post.
And so if somebody is doing a paper on the Humboldt squid. Or the actual invasion itself. A lot of people will use our site to find other
information.
Ironically,
yes, my friend.
If those people if they don't get their paper done in time, they may also Google the phrase "how to corrupt a file for free,"
which we are also an authority on for some reason.
And if you need to find a way to gussy up your frozen pizza, just check out Keith and Biwo.
My Jack's Pizza.
I don't remember. Something about Jack's Pizza. Just search pizza.
But
website is so good.
But yeah, anyway. So the Humboldt squid they're like 3 to 6 feet long, and they're very intelligent, we don't understand how they communicate. All we know is their skin is covered in what are Tins, maybe chromatophores?
Chromatophores, that's the one.
Medichlorians is what it is.
Magic.
Yeah, the chromatophores are nuts.
Magic dots.
Give them the force.
But they change colors, like, instantly. Yeah. Their skin does. And so what's creepy is that they have video, and it's like two humble squid, like, swim up to each other. Then they flash colors at each other for, like, a second. And then they, like, swim off and do something, like, very coordinated together, as if they talked it over.
Yeah, as if, like, discussing a play.
Yeah.
Like, what they're going to do on third down.
Can you imagine if that's how we had communicated?
Just come up to each other and flash colors.
Like, no verbal communication, just...
No, I'm thinking partial verbal communication. I think this is another thing that we do.
Like, sign language? Yeah. Or, like, in it, just, it we pop
just
it
like
into normal sentences.
Just flash, and then we know what we're doing. Like, oh, okay, yeah, okay. Let's
like, what simple human shortcuts would be useful to use your chromatophores in?
You know what it would be? Like, flirting.
Flirting.
Ooh. I'm interested in blue, green, and white. You know, and then they go, okay, I realize what
they're doing. Green, purple, beige.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh,
but if you flash, then everybody in the room knows that you're flirting. I would rather just flirt back on that.
You put on
the
dimmer. You put on the, you know, it's like dim lighting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, and I think you know, the squids, chromatophores, the Humboldt squids. I think they can control, like, different parts of their body can chromatophize differently. So, if you wanted, you could only go, you know, blue, green, white, just on your face. Or
yeah,
just,
terrifying.
So it would be more subtle.
That's
you
fucking
like,
ridiculous.
Do it with the eyes, like, just flash eye.
Different eye colors.
Well, why don't we, at this point, why don't we just wink at the person?
Yeah, like,
because we have chromatophores.
We have chromatophores. And they work like mood rings. Oh, look at his eyes, it's green. He must be horny. Yeah.
I mean, you know, Bill, you're completely red. We know you're lying. if we had chromatophores, like, and while we talked, we just also happened to flash the exact word, like, meaning. So if I was saying the sentence right now, I'm flashing through a series of colors that mean this exact sentence.
It's as if somebody is saying a sentence and signing it at the same time.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Helping it for somebody else.
Yes,
except everyone's forced to do this?
Everyone naturally does it.
So, like, they can't help it, right?
That's how our bodies
work. Can they
work.
Then not lie?
No, because you can still project, like, if you tell a lie, your colors project lie colors. But the, I mean, they project normal word colors.
They would project the sentence
saying.
I am lying right
be...
now.
You would just see what the words are on your body. In this scenario.
Would it be like though blushing? Like sometimes there's people who can't control their blushing.
Not unless you said I am embarrassed.
You know what that would do away with?
What?
Stage whispering. You'd whisper regularly, and your body would show you via colors exactly what that person on stage is talking.
Isn't that why we wear makeup, though? Then you wear makeup over it. Fine.
I'm saying you don't
have
to.
You
don't have
to
stage whisper.
I think I might actually
gloves and makeup.
Yeah.
I also like the situation where the softer you talk, the dimmer your chromatophores are. It's like as you're whispering something, you're barely like now. Then you would have to whisper for two different reasons when you're if you're communicating in the dark and you want to talk to somebody, you've got to whisper real quietly to them. Because if you start talking loudly, you're going to emit too much light, and you're going to wake...
We're like backlit humans, too, because we flash these colors.
So you could, after you say something cool in the bedroom or whatever, you could flash a neat color.
You could just scream in your head the word awesome, and just flash.
What that would do away with flashlights. You say you have a power outage, and then you're just like, I got to find the power breaker.
Looking for the circuit breaker! Circuit breaker!
I wonder if, I mean...
We're learning so much about chromatophores.
We'd have such different electricity. To be fair, Brian, I don't think we're really learning that much about it. We're just assuming a lot of
Maybe you cut down on electricity costs, though, if we could just light rooms with ourselves.
Yeah. That's true. You know what?
Yell all
the
time.
After a while. It's like, I can't talk forever.
Yeah,
like,
you
I get tired.
Actually, you know what?
I set you up for that, Shogun, and thank you.
You know what?
I was like, is Shogun going to say something?
But also, like, can you imagine just, like, sitting down with the latest Harry Potter book
And you're just yelling while you read it in the dark.
So you can see.
Why would you have to yell while reading?
Because the louder you talk, the brighter your chromatophore.
Well, the lights are on.
Oh, okay, because the lights are on.
There would be a lot more people reading the books out loud to themselves at night.
Maybe you're thinking very passionately. Would that work?
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's not fun at all.
You know what, though? What I just thought of is think of how much electricity it costs to light a single light bulb. Now imagine your entire body basically is filled with little LEDs. That's a lot of energy that comes out of you every day, which means we're going to have to put in a shitload more calories every day.
Constantly. Fucking boo-hoo, dude.
It's interesting, Tim, that you bring up LEDs.
Yeah?
Because that makes me think, like, in the future, like in, like, 300-400 years or something, you could just inject that into your body. Like, humans can just, like, fucking put shit in their body, and then they have, like, LEDs
in
their skin.
They have, like, streaming message tattoos.
It's like,
this is 300 years. Not
streaming message tattoos.
Yeah, totally.
Can you change them?
Maybe you
can
have,
like,
a
ticker.
Your phone anymore. You're dialing your number.
Screen pops up on your palm, on your wrist.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
But I bet our skin isn't as transparent as the squid's.
Yeah, but this is 300 years.
It is not.
Yeah, that's
anything is possible.
300 years.
This is future talk. Doesn't matter. Well, you're trying to bring up
maybe it's closer than 300 years.
You think it's closer than 300 years, that technology?
I think the world would be over before that.
No, that's amazing.
Yeah,
it's a man of my taste. I agree.
You think in 300 years it's done?
I think it's done in 150.
Hey. You're a mormor.
Mormor is short for
mormor. Well, this oil spill continues.
It's not really short.
Yeah, it's actually about equal length.
I
no
think
one looking
it'll stop.
It's all ending. All the
dude, robot apocalypse, man.
We're already in the middle of the apocalypse. We just don't know it.
Well, what do you guys think about, like, robo-fish? Don't they have military, like, weapons that actually swim and act like fish?
Yeah,
robots?
They're called submarines. I've heard of these things.
They're, like, independent, though. They just swim, and they search on... They
what
search
a
for targets.
Yeah,
say.
I know. I was what being an asshole.
Yeah, you're a scientist, too, dude. That's disrespectful.
I know.
That is disrespectful to your community.
To be fair, if he didn't say it, someone was going to say it.
Tins is not supposed to.
I really thought about making that joke, and I was like, no, that would be a dick thing to say. And I held it back.
Swish!
And then Tins just comes in. He's like LeBron James coming in from the back and blocking a dude's shot. You know? like you see him going, and you're like, I'll let him go. No, Tins is there. Fuck you!
Anyway.
But yeah,
I would be terribly frightened of these robo fish.
In all honesty, I have heard of them.
I wouldn't go into the ocean if there are robo fish.
I'd say that there are plenty of dangerous normal fish too.
There's a penis fish.
I'm sorry. What?
What?
Wait.
Let's go to the penis fish.
Go on.
I learned it on Grey's Anatomy. Very credible.
That penis fish. Yeah, I know this penis fish.
You know, there's actually a fish in like the Amazon that like is attracted to urine, and it will.
It goes up your urethra.
Yeah,
I thought it was like just a swimming dick.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Well, the common slang might be.
No, it's like Latin name is like penisus. Fishiest.
But that scares
I don't think
me.
That sounds like
the Latin for penis is penises.
Like if that thing
you totally thought the Latin for penis was penises. You totally thought that.
You're all welcome.
Like if you could die from those things, though, that would be one of the worst ways.
You
to
can.
Yeah.
Like,
wait,
it plugs it up.
No,
of
can it
do the fish that will swim up someone's urethra and then lay eggs?
Will it do that?
No, it like clogs it up and you become septic because
Africa,
yeah, and it's got like barbed
yeah,
fins,
like,
so you like
goes.
A fish hook, so like they'll go in, but they really
it,
put up a fight.
Will it
out.
Swim like if you're swimming in the river, it'll get in you, or could it like if you're peeing from a boat? Could it, like, swim up your pee so fast?
Jumps out of the
water. Solid
water,
it's droplets.
Yeah, that's true.
And yes.
Thank you, Mythbusters, for that one.
Thank you, Mythbusters.
Oh, yeah. Another shout out to Mythbusters.
Is it just a penis fish that, I mean, does that mean they can only be like attacked?
No,
males?
I don't think it's only. I don't
is
think
it only
it's
males.
I don't know. That's what they were calling it as on Grey's Anatomy. No. But I don't see why it wouldn't
a
go to a girl,
show.
Except maybe it'd be harder to get there.
I don't know about you guys, but when I think of marine life, I always think of Voyage of the Mimi. Didn't you guys watch that in elementary school?
Yes.
No.
I've never even heard of
really?
That.
Really? Okay.
Why did you seem so suspicious when you started saying that?
Yeah, what
well,
are you,
because
what are you
I was waiting to see if anyone else had to watch
okay.
that in elementary school.
All right. I just thought you had something, bringing up something.
It's on this educational series is a TV show starring Ben Affleck at age 8 or something, like when he's a youngin. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I've seen a clip of it.
And it's an educational
secret.
It's a show that teaches on Russian fifth grade. Watch an episode every day, and it teaches kids about marine biology. And I just remember, like, the only episode I can remember is when
the
really
singing?
Old. No,
the Voyage
it's
of
the
Mimi
theme,
man. You can't get it out of your
There's
head.
There's a really old
from
captain and then a younger guy, and they get stranded on an island. So in order not to get hypothermia, they had to go in a sleeping bag together and huddle, and it was really awkward.
Oh.
And that's
like
all
Boy
I
remember
from
the show.
Just
this
like
you.
Yeah.
That
like,
sounds,
I
it sounds
I remember
like
about
awesome.
The different kinds of whales. It's all.
I also learned how to make like a thing to desalinate seawater
yes.
from plastic bags.
I remember that. And I'm like, I will not remember this, so I'm stuck on an island, but it looks cool.
Wait, well, you just remembered it.
Yeah, so we win, actually.
Well,
there
Mark
you go.
Remembered it. Cloud would have been done for.
Oh, man.
She couldn't even think of a name.
Of plastic.
Man, I really think Ben Affleck's great.
he shot me in a dream. I don't think he's very good.
Ben Affleck shot
you
in a dream.
Oh, yeah, everybody.
Yeah, this was a previous podcast.
It was.
It's time for everybody's favorite segment. It's time for B-Wo does something for the ladies.
You know, I like to imagine that Ben Affleck is a really nice guy that has actually seen a lot of things. He's seen a lot of ups and downs, and so he seems like he might be a good listener. And I know I like being listened to, and I feel like a lot of ladies do.
Yeah, B-Wo.
And so I feel like Ben might be able to, you know, just take care of me and make me feel good. Man, he was really great in that movie Phantoms.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
This has been B-Wo Does Something for the Ladies.
Brought to you by Pop Chips. Never fried, never baked. All the flavor. Where's the fat? Where's it at? Not in Pop Chips. Pop Chips. The only chips that pop, except for Pringles.
That's our new sponsor, Pop Chips.
We can't lie about having sponsors.
Right now.
Oh, that's barbecue, right? Barbecue Pop Chips.
And it's delicious.
I'm going to have a barbecue Pop Chips flavor explosion in my mouth right now.
I'm going to turn up the mic real loud.
Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
It sounds.
Doesn't it? Yeah, it sounds.
It's like a taste explosion. Mm.
Wow. Pop Chips.
Pop Chips. Once you pop, have another.
Yeah. I love our headphones.
You should be
writing
the headphone.
But really, guys,
if you're looking for Pop Chips,
really
you can find them at Target, right?
Yeah,
Whole Foods.
And Whole Foods.
They're popped. They're not fried. With heat and pressure, they pop them. So they're actual potatoes that are sort of like popcorn potato chips. They're weird.
Yeah,
but they're really good, and all the flavors are good. Original potato is only okay.
Wait,
what a great
we're going to lie about being sponsored by Pop Chips, and then we're going to kind of bash one of their flavors.
No, they sent us a whole box of them. They're great.
What are these other flavors?
All natural.
The other flavors include barbecue potato, sea salt and vinegar potato, salt and pepper potato, Parmesan garlic potato, cheddar potato, and sour cream and onion potato.
You better be getting paid for this.
All potato.
We got the big box of Pop Chips.
Oh, that's right.
We're getting paid
in
Pop Chips.
Seven bags of Pop Chips. That's awesome, because they are probably good except for
one. So we did get paid. Paid in Pop Chips.
Gosh, original potato is like eating just plain old potato.
Well,
you could get paid
They're low-calorie food. You know, they're not going to taste like butter and
but
salt.
But the other flavors are all so good.
They are good,
but
they have flavors.
So lackluster in comparison.
if you could get paid in something that wasn't of like not money, not monetary no, value, true. What would you want?
Ooh, I know, I know exactly what it would be.
He's gonna say blowjobs.
Ocean goo.
Yeah.
Pop chips.
Pop chips or like
alley-oop
sex. Or like seals. Just seal my dude to so one day at seals. Work, I get one more seal.
What would you do with them? Where'd you keep them?
In my seal basket.
Would you befriend a seal?
That's fair, that's fair.
Would you be like Adam Sandler in 50 First Dates where you like get your seal to do stuff?
I would have them all do like the Thriller dance together, or you know,
I think you should
not
teach
menial
them,
tasks.
You should Wait, teach thriller. Them each one trick, so that if someone wants a different trick, you have to like go get a different seal.
No, I think we're really too hard.
And Keith, you're one of the people here that saw three dolphins fail to do a trick in unison. What makes you think you're gonna get an army of seals to do the Thriller dance?
You know, I just have faith.
This is, of course, in a scenario where money is obsolete, and the only means for an economic world are trading and
right.
bartering seals.
Right, and what we're questioning is,
Live
how do
seals.
They learn the Thriller dance?
You know, gosh, I can't believe it's like, gosh, for a gallon of gas, it's like seven seals. That's so many seals.
Just drop your seals
one
in the shoe.
I remember back in the day, one seal would get you a soda.
If you had like,
and now it's going to cost me.
Well,
and now it's going to cost me Jason. It's going to cost me Tracy.
See,
right.
That
and
would
Jeffy.
Be awful.
Your name
would
be
you would get
every
it too.
Yeah.
That's what I learned.
That is so
odd.
Horrible to have to pick an actual object or an actual animal.
She's thinking in her head of, I'm passing this seal across the counter to pay for my Mountain Dew, and I look in its eyes. And oh my God, does it break my heart.
Knowing that seal is just going to go back to a mint in Denver, and it's probably going to end up reprocessed
end
in a total another part of the country.
Leave a seal, take a seal.
The main cut from a giant sheep of other seals.
I feel like this is some sort of animal slavery.
Nonsense.
Yeah, that's it.
What is, like,
did this
if you,
nonsense?
If you had like a particularly fat seal... Like, would it count for more?
Ooh.
Or, like, if you traded people really old seals,
no,
would they be pissed off?
Didn't
you know?
People used to trade seal skins?
So what if, like, but what
seals
if...
Seals worth, like, four otters.
Dude, why would you wear money for clothing?
But what if, like, what if you had an old seal and it died? Did you just get poorer?
I guess, yeah. If you
are
died,
dead seals,
take...
yeah.
Yeah, I'm assuming dead seals
money.
Are worthless.
You're
it's
also,
like ripping a dollar in half at that point.
So you would have to keep the seal alive.
Well, yeah this is your money. You better take care
of
it.
How are you buying seal food?
Yeah.
You know, it's illegal to also have seals breed, because then that'd be manufacturing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be
counterfeiting.
There are so many holes in this fucking thing. There is
five.
Oh my God!
It's a brick.
I mean, this is difficult here. I
said it first, and then you guys are like, nope, let's keep going. Let's go crazy.
I mean, we're getting to the
MasterCard
edge of my abilities to accept this.
No. I think your edge goes a lot farther, Brian. You're just not letting us on.
Well, I'm sorry. We all owe you the last 5 minutes.
No, Brian. I owe you a debt.
Well,
why are you just paying?
If you have a debt of $10,000 or more and you need it resolved,
that's about
you should
25 seals.
You should probably call Legal Helpers Debt Resolution.
That's right. Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. If you have over $10,000 in debt or 25 seals in debt, call Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. That number is 866-963-2354.
And yeah, or if you need to check them out on the web, you can check them out on your Google machine, computer, or a local friend with an internet connection.
Don't let creditors get all your seals. Legal Helpers Debt Resolution.
Brought to you by Pop Chip, the leaders in pop snack entertainment. Bring the fun back to your stomach.
www.legalhelpersdr.com.
www.popchips.com.
Hey, fuck you, legalhelpersdr.com.
You know, I bet you if there was a world that had robot fish, much like our own, you might be able to get them at Robot City.
Oh, God!
Oh, yeah.
Our actual sponsor, who was awesome and donated a class to our benefit. And so I just want to say thank you to them again.
Sponsor.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Top Chips is real.
So they're all real sponsors, but Robot City is a store that sells robots.
That is true.
It is pretty awesome.
Cool. It's an awesome store.
It's on Sheffield.
You can get like the Roomba, or you can get the R2 unit that we improvise with.
Or you can just get a toy, bro.
We didn't even talk about
Marks or something.
Our, you know, the Octavarius mascot. I mean,
he's more than
alien,
I guess.
Yeah,
the Octavarius is not of this world.
Yeah, it's from Planet X.
Is it probably
descended
somewhere?
Probably
the
well,
way that
it needs liquid, likes liquid, but it doesn't need it because
it's like amphibious.
Yeah,
something.
It's like whatever
right.
you
I mean,
need
it
to be, dude.
I mean, Octavarius really drives around in a truck.
It also makes French toast.
At one time.
So it uses the arm to shift.
Yeah.
No, I would
he eats twice a day at Fuddruckers, guys. Twice a day.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
He loves Fuddruckers.
Oh, goodness. This is, of course, a Octavarius song by Keith Pins.
Which you can also still find. You can still stream it from the website if you look for it
on
octavarius.com.
Yeah, Octavarius theme song. You can listen to it. Brought to you by Keith and Tins.
The only popped band.
How many fucking sponsors are there?
Big Wayne's World.
We got to be running out of time to do sponsors.
In conclusion, I think that Prince Eric is one of the cutest Disney princess.
That was that was 45 goddamn minutes ago.
Close tie with Aladdin.
Lord.
Yeah, Aladdin's my favorite.
That's our one.
Well, I would say Ariel was my favorite.
There you
female,
go.
So that is the connection.
Awesome.
I'd say
I Doug Bell.
Favorite.
Doug Bell.
Oh,
Bell,
yeah,
Bell
guy.
Was nice.
Bell's pretty good.
Yeah.
Bell's pretty good. Jasmine's pretty hot.
Is it weird if I like that Maid Marian Fox from the Fox?
Yeah, it's
weird.
Yeah,
she's
an animal.
Dude, she's not even you. Dude, that's gross.
She's an animal.
She does talk and she walks upright, so it's like.
Well, at least we all know where Mark stands on the bestiality.
Yeah, half
bestiality. He wants to fuck fox in people clothes.
Wait, this is exactly what Mark doesn't like, though. We shouldn't do that.
There's probably a few listeners
that
just
went
fox and
that one time he brushed up against a fox and got poisoned and had to go to the hospital.
It's because foxes have barbs all over their skin.
It
covered
costs
in bacteria.
$500 just for an EpiQuil.
EpiQuil?
Well, it was in Robin Hood.
Well, it was, before they invented the EpiPen, they were all using fountain EpiQuil.
It was back in the day where they used sea lions as currency.
Before the seal came along.
This is dumb. This has gone from stupid to dumb.
We've successfully found our alternate reality in this
podcast.
Can
you trade in fractions of seal?
Because
that's horrifying.
No, you can't trade fractions of seal because once it dies, it's useless currency.
Can
sell
what
are you
doing? Seal sperm.
Do like an ear?
Seal sperm would be.
Not when it's cut in half.
No, don't. But what? you would sell seal sperm, and then you can make your money pregnant with other money.
Making new seals.
That's what the other currency would be.
Wait, the dollars and pennies would be seals and seal sperm.
Yes.
And then say you would get a year.
That'd be 32 seals and 37 seals.
Dude, in this world, I'm sorry, that's pretty normal. We're selling seals here. Come on, let's start using our eyes.
I guess, but I don't know how you count. They're too small to count.
In vial, idiots.
Wait.
Also, first of all, this. How many people are we going to have to hire for the U.S. government to collect seal sperm?
A lot, my friend.
Seals
worth of people.
Seal sperm.
Seals
you get your work, you dig out
like
seal sperm, you get paid in seal sperm.
Now you'd have to keep some type of breeding plan going if that was your
parents. They would be able to breed them faster.
But everyone would be breeding their own.
We cloned a sheep, can't clone a seal?
Yes.
I would assume other countries would have different animals. Like you go to Europe, and a few countries over there, you'd have to pay in squids and
man.
Libya's currency is the hummingbird.
That is a rare bird for a Libya.
You have to keep it alive and contained.
I guess seals aren't really native to America.
Not as much, no.
No, not
the continental United
States. They love
States.
South Carolina. All over the place. I don't know where seals are from. Where do they go? South Carolina.
Oh,
I'm
there
sorry.
Is.
I wasn't listening.
Then you realize the problem is like Haiti's money is polar bears. You're like,
the currency exchange is going to be a fucking circus.
Literally. You actually have to go to a circus, and they can trade you stuff.
Wow.
No.
What a world.
What a world!
I can't take this. This is too much.
This has gotten really dumb.
See, one country would, maybe...
Sid sees the breach of stupidity, and he says, "Go forward."
Okay, suppose Japan's currency is the ant.
What about the panda?
China.
Oh yeah.
The Chinese have pandas. The Japanese have ants. Lauren.
Okay.
Open a zoology book. The problem with this idea, if Japan's currency is the ant, like anybody in other countries can just find Japanese currency just all over their own country.
Maybe but it's you a could specific collect, species of ant, though.
It would have to be a species
be
like genetically made by the government or something.
Fire ant.
Or ants that really closely resemble one of their foreign leaders. their historic leaders. Like, we have Abraham ants, because these ants are the most likely.
I've never heard of
Every species of that, would have to be bred pretty secretly and in...
They came out with a new corner caterpillar.
Yeah.
It's one for every state.
Collect them all. They come out over 4 years.
This is almost worse than our apocalypse world.
This world's a disaster. We improvise with monkeys. We pay with animals.
What if monkeys were a currency?
We flash colors. But that's what
we flash colors.
That was this hour too.
We'd lay eggs because we'd be mermaids and lay eggs.
That's so much.
Great time.
I can't take this.
Yeah,
this
what do you think about this, Colossio?
Yeah,
Colossio, everybody. Hey, put a mic on him.
Hey, guys. That was fun.
Cool.
Thank you,
that was our. That was one of our producers, Nick Kloss.
The Kloss
and
boss.
This has been someone else was in the room.
Actually, I think that just about wraps it up.
Good. At least we got Claudio.
Well, yeah. I hope that answered your question, Tanner.
Man,
if anyone else out there has questions, please send them to info@octavarius.com. That's OctaVarius.com. We would love to answer them.
You could become the most popular person in Burbank, like Tanner is
right
now.
It's a strong name, Tanner.
Like
big suburbs. There's a lot of cool
people there. So, anyway, thanks for checking us out. Check back the rest of the week for posts related to the podcast, and check back in 7 days for a fresh podcast.
And come see our show on Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday at 9 o'clock.
This coming Wednesday.
9 o'clock.
Yeah, comedy sports. We're doing much of the comedy sports. We're doing more in July. We're doing stuff in September, too. So much.
Gosh. Too much.
So, keep an eye on the website and look at our events area. All right, guys.
Give the go ahead. Do the end sign off.
Yeah, do it, Lauren.
Do it, Lauren.
Can you sign off?
Go for it.
What do I say? I forget.
You don't remember.
You've listened to 18 of these before, Lauren.
I know.
God bless it, Lauren.
What's the sign off line? Do you remember?
Just
the thing I say before I turn off the podcast.
You have 8 legs and a wicked week.
Ooh,
you say it. Do it justice.
You were so close.
No,
Lauren.
You've got it.
You had the week. You had the week.
Everything but.
Or well, 8 days and a wicked week.
And then.
This has been an Octavarius podcast.
And so it has.
Adios. See you later. Bye.
Close enough. Bye.
Bye.